Thank you very much. Next item, please.
Item 977, request of Dee White to address council regarding the failure of the Water Bureau to deliver safe drinking water to its customers.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Dee White. Even after the Flint lead crisis in 2014, and even after Newark, New Jersey's recent lead crisis, Portland Water Bureau is still allowing a potent neurotoxin to leach into our drinking water while they slow walk a risky fix that's 3 years away. It is well known that even at low levels, lead is a potent, irreversible neurotoxin that's especially damaging to expectant mothers and children's developing brains. Groundbreaking research at OHSU found a link between lead exposure and ADHD. Why does this matter here? The Portland Water Bureau is the only utility in the country granted permission 22 years ago by their regulator, the Oregon Health Authority, to not follow the EPA's lead and copper rule, otherwise known as the LCR. Instead, the Water Bureau crafted their own regulation and called it the LHRP. OHA gave it their blessing, and it still stands today. This outdated Portland-only regulation focuses on mitigating lead paint in lieu of properly treating corrosive water and maintaining our pipes. Moreover, after decades of this unproven regulation, there is no data, no findings, nothing to show that the Portland Water Bureau has minimized lead exposure in our homes, schools, parks, and businesses. Nothing. If the Portland Water Bureau had been following the federal lead law, like the cities on this chart, Portland's lead levels would be significantly lower. So on this chart, Portland and Gresham are in the middle there. They're the two tall ones. Gresham is a Water Bureau customer. Seattle got to work decades ago. Newark is handing out free water filters and replacing damaged pipes. Our water officials simply chat up the water at the same time they blame customers if they find lead at their taps. You claim transparency, and yet no one knows about your Portland-only regulation that's broken and that continues to endanger public health. The public also remains in the dark about buying an $800,000 job shack on today's agenda for the massive filtration plant being sold to us for crypto, but now apparently it's for wildfires. Project costs just went up an obscene 142% because of the Water Bureau's gross lack of transparency. How can we trust you are delivering safe, affordable, life-sustaining drinking water when omissions and an opaque process is standard operating procedure? In other words, what else have we been misled about?
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you.
Remember, thumbs up or thumbs down, please. If anybody is concerned about lead in their water, you can go call 823-4000, get a free lead testing kit, and then run your I always run my tap water for 2 minutes anyway. Thank you very much. Next item, please.